Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So how many more days until Election Day? Or does it matter? Danny?
It does still matter. Yes, absolutely. Many people are voting early because of the coronavirus pandemic, and more than a million people in Wisconsin have already returned absentee ballots. And this week, more than 75,000 people cast a ballot of early in-person voting on Tuesday. But that still accounts for just a little more than a third of all votes that were cast in the 2016 presidential election. And here in Superior, around 4,000 people voted absentee in the last election, the last presidential election. And so far, 6,000 have voted by mail, according to City Clerk Terry Kalan. Right now, Superior election officials, along with others, are working with law enforcement to make sure that polls are safe and secure for voters who do show up on Election Day. And there have been some fears of voter intimidation after President Donald Trump called on his supporters to monitor polls for signs of election fraud. Kalan says people are welcome to come and observe as long as they follow the law. But she noted that a young man was asked to leave a polling place this past spring after he was loud and disruptive with voters. Wisconsin law prevents poll watchers from interacting with voters. So if there are any issues this time around, Kalan says they'll have immediate access to law enforcement to keep things from getting out of hand. But no uniformed officers will be present.
Mm-hmm. Well, one reason to vote early is to avoid lines on Election Day because of the pandemic. In the meantime, you also have to worry about the regular flu.
Yeah, because seasonal flu resulted in around 400,000 hospitalizations last year. And 22,000 deaths. And so in order to avoid a twindemic, as health officials have called it, they've been urging people to get their flu shots early this year. And so far, that's working. You know, more than 280,000 people, I believe, have already gotten the flu shot in Wisconsin at this time right now compared to the same time last year. But that's causing a problem because there have been some temporary shortages of flu shots for some local health departments, and that includes Ashland County. They ran out of their supply, and they've put in another order, but right now it's unknown when that'll come through. And basically, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is that there is ample supply of the flu vaccine. The problem is more of a demand and supply. So right now, they are seeing some delayed shipments, but they expect to have all the flu shots they need. And if people need to get a flu shot, then they should look to other providers or pharmacies in the area.
Well, thanks for giving me a new word, twindemic. I did not know that one. Moving back to the election and back on the Minnesota side. Brooks, the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, is fighting to keep the labor part of their voting block.
That's right. And in the 8th district, they're having some trouble. So northeastern Minnesota's congressional district, which is geographically massive and covers areas from just north of the Twin Cities to the Canadian border to International Falls and is centered on Duluth. Several labor unions have endorsed the Republican candidate, Pete Stauber, for his reelection campaign. Stauber is just the third Republican to win a seat in the 8th District since World War II. The DFL coalition, led in large part by Iron Range labor-heavy politics, kept a DFLer in that seat for more than 60 years straight. But now it's becoming more of a swing district and one that President Trump has brought a lot of attention to, as his administration and he himself has visited several times.
Well, heading back down to the Twin Ports, I understand there's a lot of activity going on the housing front.
I don't know what metaphor to use. It's on fire. It's rolling along.
I hope the houses aren't on fire. That would be a different issue.
The market itself is quite lively, let's say. In September, the median sale price in the Duluth area reached just over $200,000, which is up nearly 20% from a year ago. And September is a month that typically sees home showings and sales slow down. But instead, we saw showings up 40% as a lot of people are playing catch-up because they couldn't put their houses on the market or didn't feel comfortable doing so in March and April in the early months of the pandemic. And realtors I talked with say, you know, not just Duluth, but Superior is getting a lot of attention too. Folks who might be moving up from the Twin Cities are taking a look around on both sides of the bay. And that trend is expected to continue. Some say we could have the hottest winter market for real estate in decades.
Well, another issue slightly related to real estate in Superior. You've got to update, Brooks, on the BNSF taconite dust payment issue?
Yes, this week the Superior City Council passed a resolution unanimously calling on BNSF, the railroad company, to resume payments to Alois neighborhood residents. In the neighborhood, which is near the Alois taconite facility, taconite dust builds up on homes, on windows and walls, siding, roofs. And for decades, BNSF has been paying about $200 to $500 to around 200 households. A lot of those payments suddenly stopped without warning this summer, as the railroad said it's looking into irregularities that resulted in some claims being paid that were not near the facility. City Councilor Jenny Van Sickle said she's been in touch with the railroad and expects conversations to continue to reach a conclusion.
So does this action by the council mean that BNSF has to make the payments?
What this does is put public pressure on the company to resume a precedent it started nearly 50 years ago. To my knowledge and the knowledge of the council, there is no actual written agreement that mandates that these payments be made.
All right. Another story updating from last week, a domestic violence shelter that had its funding cut due to support of Black Lives Matter. Something new on that, Danny?
Yeah, this week, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald put out a statement on Facebook regarding some of the national attention to, as you said, their decision to back out from support of the domestic violence victims organization Embrace. You know, he stressed that no victim services have been lost and that Embrace is still serving people in need in the area. He announced that he's launching a citizen advisory and action team for the department that will include members from diverse backgrounds to advise and challenge the department on issues of race, social justice, and equality. But he really didn't back down from his previous stance. He feels that their decision has nothing to do with race and more to do with the statement of Black Lives Matter to defund or support defunding of the police. He said that the reason for their withdrawal of the department's support was due to a request for Embrace to not publicly support any movement that supports defunding the police. But he said that they can and will do better every day and talk and tackle issues of social justice and other things that might come up in the community, and looks forward to holding a conversation more about that within the community.
Well, we'll take that as a small victory toward understanding on all sides there. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
And we also were joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks so much, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. Coming up next week on Simply Superior. Is your ship coming in, or are you finally getting ready to get on a plane? We'll talk about all things transportation with our resident expert, Dr. Richard Stewart.
For the first time since March, TSA did the search on a million passengers in a day.
And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
Simply Superior news and issues from a superior point of view. Gathered to mirror your life and interests with the goal of helping you to understand the world we live in and the region we hold dear. By sharing the stories and information, you'll enjoy and want.